Representatives of nearly 200 countries will converge on Copenhagen next week for talks on a new climate treaty. The goal is a deal to sharply cut greenhouse gas pollution around the world. But climate change skeptics haven't given up hope that they can slow the momentum. In late November, skeptics used stolen emails between leading climate researchers to try to cast doubt on the scientific consensus that greenhouse gas emissions are an environmental threat. More on that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, in Australia this week, the new leader of the country's opposition is vowing to scuttle a government plan to cut greenhouse pollution. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
The emissions trading scheme lies at the heart of efforts by Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd to cut pollution levels. The program aims to make carbon-based energy, such as electricity produced from the country's plentiful supplies of coal, more expensive, creating an incentive for consumers and businesses to switch to renewable sources. Rudd's hope is to have the legislation passed before he arrives in Copenhagen for UN climate talks next week. For that to happen, the government needs the support of Conservatives in a hostile upper house of Parliament, the Senate. Tony Abbott's elevation as opposition leader makes that highly unlikely now.
Two ballots were held. Mr. Hockey was eliminated on the first ballot, and the final ballot was won by Tony Abbott, 42 votes to 41.
Tony Abbott believes the government is overreacting to the threat of climate change and insists that the emissions trading scheme would put unbearable pressure on the Australian economy by imposing punitive taxes on the energy industry. Abbott accepts that man's impact on warming temperatures has to be addressed, but he's against rushing legislation through and is calling for a more considered debate.
One of the things which I think has disconcerted a lot of people is the evangelical fervour of the climate change alarmists.
Many of Mr. Abbott's right-wing colleagues are climate change sceptics who believe that warming temperatures are simply part of a natural cycle and are not the result of man-made pollution. Senior Conservative lawmaker Nick Minchin blames a left-wing conspiracy for spreading environmental panic.
For 10 years, the left internationally have been very successful in exploiting people's innate fears about global warming and climate change to achieve their political ends.
The climate change issue is a good example of how we are headed for a totalitarian regime.
There are plenty of climate change sceptics in Australia. They have their own small political party, and their ranks include a number of respected scientists, such as Professor Bob Carter from James Cook University in Queensland. On a recent trip to the outback town of Roma, Professor Carter told the audience that the effects of climate change had been wildly overstated.
The temperature in 1958 is the same as the temperature in 1979, is the same as the temperature in 2005. How many of you in this room are under 50?
No, there's not many.
There's been no global warming in your lifetime. None. Zip. Zero. None.
The election of Tony Abbott as Conservative opposition leader is good news for opponents of the proposed emissions trading scheme. But Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd isn't conceding defeat yet. His Deputy Prime Minister Julia Gillard is still pushing for passage of the emissions trading scheme.
My message is a simple one. This is a scheme that is in the national interest. We live on the hottest and driest continent on Earth. We're going to be hit by climate change hardest. That's why we designed the Carbon Pollution Reduction Scheme.
If the emissions trading scheme is rejected by Australia's Conservative opposition, it would allow the Rudd government to call a snap election on climate change. Opinion polls suggest most voters approve of Mr. Rudd's plan, although there is concern that household energy bills would rise significantly as a result. For The World, I'm Phil Mercer in Sydney.